grateful for this opportunity from the Wolves, Coach Shermer, Coach Stefanski, offense, Coach Zimmer. We're really excited to get to work, so I'm excited to be Viking.
Case, this is John Krasinski with Associated Press. Just, I mean, when you kind of were evaluating your options, I mean, what really did kind of stand out to you about this opportunity, and what are your expectations for your role coming in?
You know, just the Vikings organization, just everybody we met, you know, from getting picked up at the airport to, you know, being at the facility to, you know, going out and eating with coaches and staff. It's, you know, just seems like a first class, you know, first class team. And I think from what I've heard, you know, it comes from the owners. So, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that. I'm excited to add my, you know, stamp on the culture that's already been built there. My goal is always, you know, I just kind of talking about a role. My goal, my personal goal on any team I'm at, is to make that team better, and that's you know, what a goal you know, is required of me. We didn't talk specifics about that with the coaches, but you know, I'm ready to come in and compete. You know, I'm going to come in and learn the offense as quickly as I can, and you know, just try to focus on making this team better.
Hey, Case, it's Ben Gessling from ESPN. How much were you around Sam in St. Louis when he was hurt with his ACL and you were kind of coming in and out there in 2014? Did you guys get to know each other?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, he'd be in the meeting rooms with us, you know, during the season. Obviously, he was rehabbing and, you know, had some other things that he was, you know, trying to get squared away. So not as much as I'd like. I'm excited to get to know him, you know, even more and watch him work on the field. I've watched him from afar, you know, just on film, and, you know, being a fan of the game and his game and how he plays for a while now. And, you know, he's a heck of an athlete, and he's got an incredible arm talent, so I'm excited to see it live and in person on the field.
Hey, Case, Timmy Nutter with Viking Update. Have you had a chance to talk to Sam in the last couple of weeks? And if so, what did he tell you about the offense?
No, we've, you know, kind of through a third party, you know, we kind of, you know, somebody told me to tell him hello, top deal, but no, I haven't really talked to him, you know, specifically. It's kind of been a whirlwind, just the whole free agency process and, you know, just kind of figuring out, you know, where we're going to be and what we're going to do. So I haven't had a chance to. I'm sure I will here the next week or two before we get started.
And what do you know about the offense, just having talked to some of the coaches here when you're visiting?
You know, it's I've got a similar background, you know, in I guess you could call it the, you know, what the core of the offense is. You know, obviously some different terminology and some different things that they're trying to do, you know, specifically with different weapons that they have. But I've got a lot of familiarity with it, and a lot of it, you know, I feel like I'm speaking the same language in certain areas as the coaches are. So I'm still going to have to figure out, you know, what you know, a few little, you know, quite a bit of the offense and kind of convert it into, you know, into my brain. But I'm excited to do that. It's a challenge, and I love learning. I love, you know, playing football. I love practicing. I love studying. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to get to work with Coach Shermer and these guys.
Hey, Case, this is Andrew with the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. You've been through a lot in the past few years with the Rams, going from starter to them drafting Jared Goff. What did you learn through that entire process and kind of going through that roller coaster?
Well, I learned a lot, man. You know, there's so many different lessons, you know, in sports in general that you can learn. But in specifically my case, you know, I'd say the one thing I tried to do, and I feel like I did a pretty good job, you know, was just kind of keep my head down and keep moving forward. Just keep doing my job, keep doing what I do, not worry about too many externals, you know, worry about what other people are thinking or doing. Just do my job and play like I know how to play. And, you know, that's be the best teammate, be the best player, be the best quarterback that I could be. And, you know, obviously, you know, didn't win all the games that I would have liked, but, you know, I've learned from it, and I've grown learned from it, and I'm excited to, you know, about what it's taught me and about my, where my career is going to go now.
How quickly will you get up here and kind of try to get settled in?
You know, we're all over the place right now. My wife and I have been living out of a suitcase. You know, this is kind of, I guess, going on almost 2 years with the Rams moving from St. Louis to L.A. Houston is kind of our home base. You know, when we were in L.A., we actually weren't just in L.A. We were in Oxnard, Irvine for training camp, and then Thousand Oaks for our regular season facility. So we're excited to get up there as soon as we can. You know, I think LA's a little more fast-paced than my wife and I, you know, like. But we've enjoyed our time here. We're going to enjoy our few last weeks here and then, you know, look forward to this next chapter.
Given all that, the moving around that you've done the past few years, were you trying to find a place where you could get more than a one-year contract?
You know, the business side of the NFL is so strange to me. You know, I trust my agents. I trust Rick. You know, those guys, I think, I think they did a great job with my contract. So, you know, it's, you know, you try to make decisions based on what's best for you. And you take all different possibilities and, you know, things into consideration. And, you know, we felt like a one-year deal at this point was best. So, you know, I try not to look too far ahead anyway. So, you know, that's kind of my mindset is don't look too far in the past, learn from it, move on. You know, but and the same thing about the future. Just, you know, do the absolute best that you can right now. And, you know, I think God will honor that. And, you know, he has a plan for me and my family. And we'll be excited to see what that is moving forward.
Anything else for Case?
Thanks, Case.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Case. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
7 quick.